Hello, hello, hello. Happy Sunday. And welcome to a new episode of Relationship Talks with Erica Janelle. I am your girl, Erica Janelle. And I wanted to come before you guys and just thank you so much for everyone that's been tuning in, everyone that's listening to the podcast. I appreciate you. We are definitely looking to expand and do some new things this year, so stay tuned. New exciting announcements coming. I am also working on a second album. I am also working on a new YouTube channel that will just feature me singing. So I'm looking forward to sharing some more of that with you guys. But we are starting a new series today, and the whole purpose of this series is to really discuss the importance of understanding that men and women, we are not to be fighting against each other, but we need to learn the value of working together and how to come together in order to build successful families and relationships. Because we know that so many of us, especially in the Black community, have come from broken homes and many different situations that affect us uniquely as people of color. And so this message is not just geared toward people of color, specifically this particular episode, but there are going to be some episodes that are specifically focused toward the Black community, because that's my community. That is the community that I relate to. And that's the community that, honestly, I see where we need the biggest, more information on change and how to work together and come together as a unit, rather than the division that has plagued our community for so many generations. So I can only speak from that perspective as a woman of color, dating in a woman of color and dating men of color. It is something that is near and dear to me. It's something that I am right here with you, single ladies. And I just want to help us to get past all of the animosity and all of the issues and things that we have struggled with as a society and as a people, and begin to work on coming together and helping to bring awareness to some of our social issues and some of the issues that plague our community. So this particular episode, of course, is just going to be me, but I will be having some of my male guests on. You know, I love to have my male guests and some female guests on, so we can kind of have a panel discussion about some of the challenges that we are facing as a community specifically. So wanted to just kind of give you guys that heads up. That's where my heart and my mind has been this entire year. As many of you know, I joined a dating app, really more so for the specific purpose of getting information, because it's been a long time since I've really been out there really dating. And so wanting to be able to see kind of what's happening and, you know, listening to different podcasters, doing a lot of research and hearing a lot of the things that's happening in the dating scene, I want to have, you know, really valid, pertinent information to share with you guys. And I also kind of want to see what the trends are in society, because how many of us know that whatever the trends are, that's likely the things that many of us are facing when we're out here on dating apps or just dating and meeting new people, and kind of what are some of the challenges that we are seeing, and then finding ways to overcome those or ways to navigate those changes and those challenges. So that is my purpose for that. And you guys remember when I had our special guest with the Clara app, and she talked about being able to rate your dating experiences and things of that nature. So I've been using her app as well to kind of really get my ears to the ground and really hear and see firsthand what's going on, rather than listening to what other people are saying or listening to what other people's opinions may be. So what I'm coming to you guys with is from my personal experience and the experience of others that I have talked to, that I've interviewed, people that are in my friendship circle, people that I've just met, and we all end up talking about the same challenges. I spend a lot of time listening to both the male and the female perspective, and I just want to say, I want us as a people, my people, Black people, to really get to the place where we are learning how to come together. We are not each other's enemy. And I think I want to start by saying that we have to get past the what's happening in social media and what we're seeing with the people in Hollywood do and their relationships and their failures, and then determining that that's going to be the outcome for our relationships, because everybody's situation, everybody's relationship is unique to them and their particular situation, their environment, their background, their experiences. And so I don't want us to get out here and think that it's hopeless, because so many of my single male and female friends are just exhausted by the dating game anyway. It's just extremely exhausting as a person that is on the app, even though I paused my profile because it's just a lot. It is exhausting, and I can understand why people are reaching that dating fatigue phase. There has been a shift in mentalities, and I've seen it on both sides. I've seen it from the male side and I've seen it from the female side. And so as a woman, on the outside looking in, because while, yes, you guys know I'm very, very open about, I am looking for, or I want my husband. I'm not out here just dating for the sake of dating and meeting a whole bunch of people. I'm not into that. I want to meet my person. I want to meet the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with. And it is very challenging to sometimes go out in on dates and expose yourself and put yourself out there, because it's a lot of things out here that are not what I ever thought we would be dealing with in society this day and age, but it is. It's a reality of things that have changed. People's mentalities have shifted. I think many of us are just fed up and tired of dealing with the same type of people. And so as a woman, as a Black woman in the dating scene in my 40s, I will tell you that this is a challenging time that I did not think I would see in my lifetime, it being this challenging. I always thought that, you know, yes, you have to go through a process of meeting people and learning people, and you go through that process, and then you eventually find the person that you want to end up with, and you find out where your compatibility is and all of those things. And that's wonderful, and it's true, that's what happens. However, it has been, at least in my experience, just in the few months of me being on the app, I have come to the realization that authenticity and genuineness and people really knowing what they want is something that is not as prevalent as one would think. I always thought that when you got to be in your 40s, you pretty much knew kind of what it is, at least had an idea of what it is that you're looking for and what it is that you desire in a mate. And I'm not just talking physically. While physical does play a part, for some of us, and for many of us, for me, it plays a part. I have to be physically attracted to you. It's not the end all be all. Really, what should matter first is the inside and what you see about a person internally. But of course, let's be real. The first thing that you're going to see is their physical appearance. And whether a person's physical appearance is something that you like or you don't like, that's the first step. So when you're out here and you're meeting new people, of course, the initial attraction is going to be their physical. A lot of us, sometimes the initial attraction is the conversation. Is that person able to have and hold a conversation, an intelligent conversation, where you can actually get to know them and you can actually get to see and experience their mentality and what they're thinking of and what they're thinking about and how they view life? And it takes a certain type of person to know even how to open up enough for you to even get to know them that way. And that is one of the challenges that I find with dating apps, is sometimes people don't have a lot of social skills because they've gotten so used to technology and so used to the texting era and so used to all of those things that they don't really take the time to develop an authentic relationship, or authentic conversation rather, outside of texting or on the app or anything like that. And it is often challenging to build a relationship, but we all know in this day and age, many of us are wearing multiple hats. We have multiple jobs, multiple side hustles. We're busy, especially the older you get. The older you get, the more busy you are trying to establish yourself, build wealth for yourself, whatever your dreams and goals are. We're pretty busy in our own lives. So there is a delicate balance between how to maintain your connection with a person once you've past the initial phase of meeting them and even getting to the place of getting past the app and actually setting up a physical date with a person. And so one of the things that I'm seeing as a common denominator is because it's such a plethora of people that will message you or that you can message, you'll end up seeing a bunch of people. You're inundated with people that like your profile or they like you and you match or whatever the case may be. And it's often can be kind of exhausting trying to get to actually know these people and actually go on a date and actually see what they're about and see what they're talking about and see what they're up to. That part is a little bit more challenging. So it's challenging. But once you get past that point, and you're actually in the dating phase and you're talking to this person, you're getting to know this person, you're kind of knowing a little bit more about their personality, what they like, what they don't like, how they are, you know, things that matter to them, just the core of who a person is. The challenge that I'm finding with many men and women is that we still feel like we have to battle against each other, and it's not a battle against each other. We have to learn to work together and come together. And so, and I can only speak, like I said, for my culture, because that's the culture that I live in. That's the men that I date. I date black men. I don't date outside my race. That's my personal choice. I have my own reasons for it. But I have gotten to the place where I see that you hear so many negative things about, oh, well, the women these days are too independent and they're this and they're that. And then you hear the women talking about how the men are just all about the physical and they're not even giving women our ages a chance because they'd rather be with somebody younger because they're more physically what they, you know, maybe their type or what the body looks like or the fact that they can still have kids if the men still want kids as they're older. And you have all of these dividers. So everywhere you turn, you have this thing dividing us over here and this thing dividing us over here and this thing dividing us over here. And we are no longer hearing too many people talk about what is it going to take for us to come together and get on the same page. And so that's kind of where I want to tackle. What I want to start talking about in this series is learning how to find the balance and the common ground that you can share in a relationship in order to have a successful relationship as a person of color in this day and age and in this dating scene. It's not easy. I have several single black female friends that will say, well, our men don't choose us. They choose somebody else other than us because in their minds, everybody else is better than us. You know, they want someone with straighter hair or someone with a thinner body, or they want someone that will not, you know, do this or will not do that. And women have gotten to the place where they're angry and maybe a little bit upset about where the men are viewing them. And this is not all. I'm just saying what I'm hearing. Okay. So don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing from different people that I speak with and different circles that I run in. And then you have the men who they're saying, you know, the women are just no longer substance. Everything is really transactional. And I 100% agree on both sides. Relationships and dating has become extremely transactional. What I can do, what you can do, you do this, I'm gonna do that. And we're so busy trying to compete with one another that we're no longer just sitting down and just kind of figuring out, okay, are we compatible with one another first? Can we complement each other's lives second? And do we have some things that we can do to grow and build and help each other become the best versions of themselves? Of course, we know that you should be working on yourself as an individual. The man should be trying to be his best version of himself, and the woman should be trying to be the best version of herself. And then when you come together, you're building a legacy, you're building a dynasty. You're able to do many things because you're now coming together under one common goal and one common purpose. And that's what we are failing to realize. And so I want us to debunk all of the challenges that we're talking about. Well, men are this and women are that. And let's get back to understanding that there are a lot of factors that determine why you have your independent women this day in this day and age. And there are a lot of factors that determine why men have now gotten to the point where they are only, you know, interested in dealing with women that do not, you know, give them a whole bunch of drama in certain areas. And so I want to cut through all of those layers and layers and layers of challenges and get us back to the place where we can find a common ground. So that is the whole purpose of this series that I'm doing. I pray that it impacts lives. I pray that it touches people. And I also pray that it awakens us to the reality of another type of oppression that we as a people are no longer allowing someone else to oppress us, but because we've been so oppressed as a nation, as a people for hundreds of years, we have to now retrain our minds to no longer operate as an oppressed people, but operate as a people that are awake and are aware of our surroundings and the situations that affect us. And so I'm not giving too much information, but within the next few minutes, I just want to talk briefly about some of the things that I'm seeing and where I think some of those stem from. So I'm going to talk about the woman's perspective. You know, I'm going to be fair and have my brothers on the podcast. I'm looking to have at least two brothers and two sisters on the podcast with me soon so that we can kind of talk through some of these issues. But number one, the issue that I want to focus on today is the independent woman. And this has become such a hot topic. I mean, in so many podcasts, podcasts that I listen to, podcasts of people that I respect and follow, you know, I am an independent woman. And it's nothing wrong with being an independent woman. So let me just start there. There is absolutely nothing wrong with being an independent woman. And many of us, like myself, we were basically forced to be as independent as we are. It's not like it was much of a choice. When you are left with the children, you have to figure out how to make things happen. You're not supposed to just sit there and let your world crumble apart and you just stand back and let it happen. Your job and your responsibility as a mother is to do what you got to do. And so for me, I don't see independence as a bad thing at all. I see us both as leaders in our relationship. I see the man as the leader. I see a woman as a leader, and I see us being able to come together in a common ground and in a common relationship where we can grow and build together. I don't see myself being my competition for my husband, and I don't see my husband being a competition for me. I see us working together and building a dynasty and a legacy together. And so for the independent woman, I don't want any woman to ever feel like you need to depend on a man to be successful or to do or be anything. Where you are and what you do and what you develop in your life, you should be working towards your own goals and your own dreams and your own aspirations before you're even in a relationship. And then you don't lose those things. So there should always be a level of independence where you know how to survive if something ever happens. Say your spouse is no longer able to work and be the sole provider for the home. What are you going to do? Do you not know how to provide for your family if need be? Or what if, you know, his one income is not enough to sustain your family where you can live the life that you want? What are you then going to be able to do? Are you going to fold and not be able to move forward or not be able to contribute to your home? Or are you going to, you know, watch your husband work himself to the bone and, you know, you could sit there and do something to contribute to the household? So it's nothing wrong with being independent. The reason why so many people have a negative concept of independence is because it's the way that it's coming off. It's like the women are saying, well, I don't need you for anything. And granted, I'll be the first to tell you, I don't need a man to pay my bills. I don't need a man to do any of those things for me. I want him. And there is a difference between needing because I don't know how to sustain on my own and wanting him because I choose him. I want to be with my partner because I choose to be with my partner. Do I want to have to pay all the bills and take all of the responsibility? No. I want somebody that can share those responsibility and I can share those responsibilities with him. He can not have to worry about having to do everything by himself. He has a partner that can come in and help him, and I have a partner that can come in and help me. Independence is not a bad thing. It's not a bad word. So ladies, for those of us that are business women, I am a entrepreneur. I own 3 businesses. I am also a vice president in my career. I work really hard. I've worked hard to get where I am. I do a lot of things for my family. I am the sole provider for my children. I do not get any type of support. I take care of my family by myself. Not that that's the ideal way. It would never be the way I would choose, but it is what it is. And so for me, as an independent woman, I get offended when I hear guys say, oh, independent women don't know how to let a man lead them. And that's not true at all. We don't want to have to, well, I'm going to speak for myself. I don't want to have to be a boss at work, be a boss in business, and then come home and be the boss at home. I don't want to have to hold on to all of that responsibility in every single solitary area of my life. I want somebody else to be able to share that load with me. And that is the whole purpose of a partner. I'm not looking for a man to rescue me. I am looking for a partner to grow with me. And I grow with him. And we grow together and we can build something amazing together. We're stronger together than we ever are apart. And so I want to debunk this whole mentality and this mindset of independence being a bad thing. It doesn't mean that just because we can stand on our own 2 feet that we don't want you and we don't need you and we don't value you. That's not the case for an evolved woman. For those of us that need to still work on some things, that may be where they are. And if you're willing to deal with that while that person grows through their stuff, then by all means do it. But for me, my goal in life is always to work on myself and to become the best version of myself I can be. But as an independent woman, we're not saying that we don't need you and we don't value you, because we do. It's not about needing as in I can't sustain myself without you. I need you because I want you in my life. Like, I know that I am limited as to the lengths and depths and heights that I can reach alone. If I have a person, a partner with me, the lengths and depths that we can go to impact and change the world, create a legacy for our families, create a generational wealth and stability for our families, break the generational curses of broken homes. I can't do that alone. I need a partner to do that. So in that aspect, I need my partner, but I don't need my partner to sustain me. I am a grown woman. I get up every day. I work hard. I do what I have to do for my family, for my loved ones. I take care of my family. Those are things that I do as a woman. And I want you guys to understand, we need the same thing from you. It's not that we want to be independent. Many of us were forced to be. Many of us grew up watching our moms be single moms. I know I did. My mom had 10 kids by herself, made it happen. Okay. I watched my mom be a single mom. And what I did was I took her struggle and I saw her struggle and I said, this is what I don't want to do. Let me set myself up in a better position so that I don't have to live that way and struggle that hard. So for me, I mean, I got married at 18 and I was married and I did it right. I had my babies. All of my children were in my marriages. I never had a child out of wedlock. I did something different, but things still didn't pan out in the cookie cutter way that I wanted it to. And I've had to rebuild my life every time I went through my divorces and every time I went through hard situations, I had to rebuild. And a lot of times rebuilding from scratch requires you to put on your big girl panties and have to be independent and figure it out. And I was in that situation. But my independence never made me disregard the value of a man. I am the kind of woman that wants a strong leader as a man in my life. He has to be, because I'm a strong leader as a woman. I can't be with someone that is weak. I can't be with someone that is not a leader. I can't be with someone that doesn't know what he wants and what he wants to do out of his life. I need someone that I can learn from, that I can glean from, somebody that can help me grow, but also someone that is emotionally mature enough to be considerate of me. And to understand that, yes, I've worked all day and I've dealt with some stressful situations. It's okay for him to come home and he sees how hard my day was and he goes and he makes the dinner. It's not just on me. It's not like you're the woman, you cook all the food. Like, those are the things, the you know, distribution of household chores and things of that nature. That is so individualized. And I don't feel like there is anything that anybody can tell you what the perfect dynamic is for your situation. If my husband is a better cook than me, then he can do most of the cooking. If I'm a better cook, then I don't mind doing the cooking. Or we could share the cooking responsibilities. If he's better with finances, of course I will let him manage most of the money. I will know what's going on with the money. But if that's his lane and I'm not good at that, I'm not going to sit here and say, no, you're not going to manage the money. It's not about that. It's about partnership. So I know I didn't go deep into the independent woman, but I will on next week's episode. But I just wanted to scratch the surface of the whole purpose of this series is to bring us together. We are no longer each other's enemy. We're not each other's competition. We are each other's partner. I want my partner. And I know that my partner is looking for me. So if we're looking for each other and we both are establishing ourselves to be the best versions of ourselves on our own, it's going to come together. It may not happen right away. It may not happen immediately. And it may not be easy. But you know what? It's going to be worth it because he's going to come into it with what can I do to make her life better? And I'm going to come into it like what can I do to make his life better? And what can we do together to grow and build and develop in the things that we have a common interest in? That's the key. So I hope you guys enjoyed this little teaser, but we will have our other guest on next week. And I can't wait to talk about it a little bit deeper because I feel like in the Black community, we really have some major issues that we have to become more aware of, one, and then two, go in a little deeper and figure out how we can come together and become one in a common goal and dynamic. So I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. Love you much. I'll see you next week. Have a great week. Bye, everyone.